Is it a bird? Is it a plane? Nah, it's high-speed tech news on Chai FM.
Good morning, Stephen Ambrose. How are you?
Really good, and you?
All right, thank you. So, Stephen, I was looking for data packages and went into a number of different stores and did a lot of research online. And this is the typical scenario. You can buy the most data that you can buy is a package 40 gigs. Now I'm talking about from cellular providers, right? 40 gigs, and you have to use 20 during the day and 20 at night. So essentially you're buying 20 gigs for the price of 40 gigs. And then at the end of the month, whatever you don't use, because you only, I mean, how many people use their data between 12 and 5? You know, 12 a.m. and 5 a.m. So you've got that 20 gigs odd rolling over every month, but it's not rolling over. It just disappears. I mean, that is outright theft. Yes, it's rolling away. Bye-bye. So, Steve, what's going on?
Well, very interestingly, ICASA has been making all sorts of noises about data must fall, and they're investigating the cost of data, etc., etc. But yesterday, they took one of the most concrete steps in that regard. What they've proposed is that data may not expire anymore on the same basis as it used to. So what they're saying is that if you buy a data package between 1 and I think 100 meg, that cannot expire for 90 days. And if you buy between 1 meg and 10 meg, it cannot expire for a year. And if you buy anything more than that, it cannot expire for 24 months. So the good old days of rolling your data over for a month or rolling your data over for maybe 2 months if you are lucky are gone. It's still a proposal for the moment, but the chances are, based on the history of how this sort of thing works, is that very shortly, within a month, we're going to see a ruling that the networks are not able to expire your data. So when you buy it, you own it, and you can use it for a reasonably long period. I mean, if you buy 20 or 30 or 40 megs, it's crazy that after a month or two, it disappears. Yeah. You bought it, you paid for it, so you should be able to use it. So it's a huge step. But then they went one step further. They also said that the networks have to inform you when you're reaching your data cap at 25, 50, 75, and 95%, and they cannot automatically switch you to the 2 rand a meg. They've got to cap you and inform you that you can now buy a new bundle. So the days of 2 rand a meg, 1 rand a meg are gone. So not only have they stopped the dying of your data, they've also said that people should not be charged anything more than a bundle.
Why has it taken so long?
I think it's quite a complex thing. The networks have always fought against this, saying, you know, in essence, you're not really buying a product, you're buying a service. And that service is available for so much time and so much capacity. That's how they build their networks. And I think there is some validity in that. It isn't as simple as simply saying you bought a packet of milk and now will you drink it. Even milk expires to some extent. So it's slightly complex, but I do believe that it's entirely fair that if someone pays for something or whatever it is, be it a service, be it a data cap, whatever, they at least have the ability to use it and be informed. There's nothing worse than someone who buys 10 meg of data or 10 gig of data, and come the end of the month, it's gone. They didn't use it, they were away, whatever the story is. Suddenly it's gone, they were never informed. But even worse, what happens is you buy your data, you use it merrily, you've got some airtime, and when your data's up, they just eat up your airtime at punitive rates. So I think it was well thought out, and I think it's a good move. I think it's going to change the way that the networks and everybody deal with data. So expect it to come into force probably end of September. And I think it'll change a lot of things around how data works and how data is charged.
Amazing. All right. Well, let's see if that changes. I mean, I'm surprised that this hasn't gone to the Competition Commission, because there definitely does seem to be some sort of collusion in terms of their policies and things like that.
Well, I actually don't think so. I think there's a lot of competition in the mobile industry. It's probably one of the most competitive industries in South Africa. And in many ways, the cost of data is dictated by the technology that allows it to be used. So they all buy similar technology. There are not that many guys out there who supply the technology. So I think there's sort of a base price that we all have to adhere to some extent. But also, I think really the government has a lot to, has to shoulder some of the blame of what's going on with data. The data problem today is also partly due to the fact that the networks have run out of spectrum. Vodacom have said so. They said they cannot continue to roll out data. And the data they are using, or the systems they're using right now, are old and expensive. And the newer systems are unable to be rolled out in any scale because the government has not allocated spectrum. So it's quite a complex matter, but I think this is quite an elegant way of sort of starting the move to a fairer, more just system where you don't lose your data, number one, you're not charged punitive rates, number two, and you're kept informed before the networks quietly use up your money without letting you know. So I think it's a good move. I think we're going to see a lot more in the next year or so. So don't sign long-term contracts. Try to keep them as short as possible, or month to month, so that as data falls and as the packages change, you get the value that you should get.
Yeah. All right, Stephen, thank you very, very much. Just very quickly, when is the new BlackBerry being released?
It's available on Vodacom from next week.
Very nice. That's the key
I'm
one,
actually,
right?
I'm speaking to you on one of them.
You see, and that's why we love you, because you are loyal to BlackBerry. How's it working?
It is a great phone, I must tell you. It's called the BlackBerry Key One. It's a great device. It's going to be very reasonable. It'll be available on packages. At the moment, it's exclusive to Vodacom for 3 months, and it'll be at really good packages at around about 500 Rand a month. And it's top-notch. The camera's great. The keyboard is super interesting. It's absolutely a great device. I'm very chuffed with it. I've only been using it for 3-4 days. But in typical BlackBerry fashion, it's a great device.
Very nice. Thank you so much, Stephen Ambrose. You have yourself a wonderful day. Drive safe. And, you can go and follow Stephen Ambrose on Twitter @Ambio, A-M-B-I-O.